So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, Dr. Berg here. Listen, have you ever had a friend or family member not take your nutritional advice? I know it's shocking. I mean, here you give them this great truth and they just don't jump all over it, right? Well, today I want to talk about why that is, okay? I want to teach you this French word, which is right here, idée fixe. Okay, that's what that means, this fixed idea, okay? So this isn't a, you can look this up, it's right online. And the definition of this would be the preoccupation of the mind believing to be firmly resistant to any attempt to modify it. It's a fixation. The name originates from the French idée, idea, and fixe, which means fix. So this concept is basically a fixed idea in someone's mind that they're really unwilling to look at something else. So all their focus is on their viewpoint, but they won't look at your viewpoint, okay? So basically, they're not looking, and that's what you're running up against. It basically conflicts with what they already know. You might tell them, no, it's Dad, it's okay to eat cholesterol foods, and they go, no, it's not, and then it creates a little situation. So people that have these fixed ideas have to be right about them. They cannot be wrong about them. So when you're trying to educate them about something, above all else, make sure you don't make them wrong, okay, because they will fight you. I run into this on the net all the time, okay? And a lot of you guys, and I appreciate you stick up for me, I'll have some people that have a different viewpoint and they'll just go off and off, and they'll, instead of trying to understand something, they'll call me names and all sorts of things. I just kind of laugh at that. But this new information that you're trying to present to someone really invalidates their information, okay? Now, usually when you have a fixed idea about something, you're not very flexible in your thinking about it. You're just like, this is the truth, despite your results. So let's say you're trying to lose weight. Well, chances are you might have some fixed idea that's preventing you from learning the correct way to lose weight. Here's some examples of some fixed ideas. Eat less and lose weight, right? Well, I have so many people that do that and they're not losing weight. I mean, we've tried that for the last 40 years and people keep eating less and less and less, and it destroys your metabolism, and the more you diet, you can't lose weight. So that's definitely a fixed idea that people have. Or how about this one? Everything in moderation. I always hear that. You know, I'll be driving the car with someone and they'll say, everything in moderation. You know, that's what they're operating off of. Well, that's preventing them from being successful because that allows them to eat a little bit of sugar, dessert, and a little bit of this. And I even had my own fixed ideas recently. I'd say about a few years ago. Where in my book, my last book, I told you to consume 5 meals a day, you know, with the snacks. I told you to consume apples. Well, that was a fixed idea that I had. I had to be willing to be wrong and correct myself. In the new edition, you won't see that. So again, you know, the more someone is made wrong, the more they'll fight it. So you really have to be willing to look at different viewpoints. How about this one? Drink 8 glasses of water a day to be hydrated. Right? There are people that believe that so strongly that if you say something that counters that, they will literally attack you. That's a fixed idea. How about this one? Like, only MDs, credible MDs from accredited university, can give you good information about health. I say, well, Dr. Berg, you're not a medical doctor, so why should I listen to you? Well, first of all, medical doctors are not taught a lot of nutrition. In fact, it's probably maybe 8 hours in their entire schooling. How can they give you any information about natural remedies or nutrition or food therapy? Unless you've had experience, you really can't give good information. Now, they're experts in medication, surgeries, things like that, emergency care. But when it comes down to health, That would probably be my last source to go to. That would be a non-credible source, okay? Like when I used to train doctors, I had a medical doctor who had this fixed idea that she said, the way to educate patients is to give them a bunch of big words, so then that will impress them, and they'll think you're smart, and then they'll believe you. I said, no, you're gonna confuse them, you're gonna give them misunderstandings, they're not gonna understand you, and you're gonna be out of communication, okay? You wanna break it down so people can really understand when you teach them, right? So in summary, when you run into friends and family not taking your nutritional advice, just realize that they are sitting on a fixed idea, and that the more you make them wrong, the worse it's gonna get. So you have to be gentle, you have to help them understand it, and I will guarantee that they have some huge misunderstandings in the area of this right here. Like if you're trying to educate them on cholesterol, I guarantee they don't even know what cholesterol is as far as the definition of the purpose. Or weight loss, they don't know what insulin is. They don't understand what metabolism is or what a calorie is. I will guarantee that. So I would go into that area and help them understand that so they can actually be a little freer to look at your viewpoint. All right, thanks for watching. Hey, if you're enjoying my videos, press the subscribe button below and I will keep you updated on the future events. Thank you so much. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.